This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, my next guest is part of Bleacher Report covering Major League Baseball. Scott Miller joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Scott, great to have you on the show. How are you tonight?
Hey, Sean, real good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you. And I guess my first question is, well, we'll talk plenty about the Astros, but I guess this week maybe some of the attention turns potentially towards the Red Sox if a punishment gets announced for the Boston Red Sox. I guess my question is sort of two parts. What do you think the punishment ultimately winds up being? If you had to guess for the Red Sox, is it going to be harsher, less harsh than the Astros? And do you think this diverts any of the attention away from the Astros that they've been getting over the last 2 weeks?
I think it's going to divert very, very little attention away from the Astros. The reason being because everybody I talk to in the game, my understanding is I don't think it's going to be very harsh because I don't think that baseball has all that much on the Red Sox. If anything, I think at most it'll be a slap on the wrist if they found anything. You know, maybe take away a draft pick or two. I'll be surprised if it's anything major. And the reason being, among other things, is the whole Houston thing got blown open because there was a whistleblower in Mike Fiers. I mean, mm-hmm. He handed baseball, basically, the investigation said, look, here's what we did, and, you know, A, B, C, D, and E, every bit of it. There's no whistleblower for the Red Sox in this case. And I think as such, I don't know that they were doing anything near to the level the Astros were doing. And secondly, if they were doing anything, I think I don't know that baseball's been able to nail a bunch of things down because there is no whistleblower.
Do you think that for the Astros, this is going to impact them long-term in their ability to attract people to come play for them? Or do you think this is something that is from a standpoint of free agents evaluating them, or maybe they have a trade lined up and they need someone to approve the trade like Verlander did a few years ago? Is this going to be a stain that impacts their ability to procure talent, not necessarily through the farm system, but with current big leaguers through free agency and trades?
Yeah, I doubt it because, you know what, there's only a few chances in everybody's career to win. And if the Astros have any kind of year like they've had the last 3 or 4 years, and, you know, they're able to make a trade for a guy that maybe can come in and, help put them over the top again, look at Verlander. I mean, obviously we didn't know about the cheating at the time, mm-hmm. but he was a lifelong Tiger, and he had the hammer on that trade clause, and that took all the way up until literally the last minute of that August trade deadline that year. And, Verlander eventually, who had pitched in 2 World Series for the Tigers, saw the way the Tigers were going and felt like, you know, if I'm going to have a chance to get back to World Series, you know, I'm going to do this. And I think other teams or other players will be similar. That said, the Astros, as we know them, are also entering, I don't want to say they're run is done, but they're also entering a critical phase of it in that, like George Springer, for example, is a free agent after this upcoming year. They've got other guys that are starting to come to the end of their contract, so they're going to have to pony up money, much more money than they currently are, to keep their guys. Otherwise, you know, we're going to see some moves being made and them losing some guys.
Yeah, you just, I think you may have just answered my next question, but I was going to ask you what you think the window is for the Astros right now. It's easy enough, I think, for Astro fans to say, hey, you know, got a shot to prove to everybody this year and maybe next year that this team was still really, really good and could have been even without the sign stealing. Do you think the window is just a couple of years here? Because the farm system ain't all that great either.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think they've got another year or two, you know, before the scales start to tip and they're going to have to look at restructuring their roster. You know, like I say, George Springer, for one, is a free agent after this season, and he's a key player in that lineup. So I do think that that the Astros are, you know, they've got fewer great days ahead of them than in the past, for sure.
Scott Miller, Bleacher Report, joining me talking some Major League Baseball. How would you assess the way Rob Manfred has handled this whole thing over the last few weeks, Scott?
Mostly okay. I know lately he's been taking a lot of heat. You know, he apologized. Last week's press conference was not good, and the press conference the comment about you know, the World Series trophies. Just a piece of metal. I mean, I understand what he was saying, and I think many people do, but boy, that was way too flip of an answer. And we heard about it from all the players. I mean, you know, Justin Turner saying the only thing devaluing the commissioner's trophy is the commissioner's name on it. I mean, my goodness. You know, there have been a lot of pretty entertaining one-liners and two-liners from players ripping the Astros this year. But somebody's going to have to go above and beyond to get the quote of the year this spring away from Justin Turner. I mean, that he scorched the commissioner. I do think that, you know, overall, I mean, I understand the anger of people in general that the players themselves did not get punished. But it's hard for me to second guess that part of it for Manfred. In a perfect world, absolutely, all the Astro players get punished. But the problem is this. When he sent the memo around to all 30 teams in September of 2017, basically to the executives of each team, saying there's some shenanigans going on and I expect rules to be followed, and you tell your players that any digital cheating is not going to be tolerated, that memo, apparently, to Jeff Luhnow and the Astros did not get read to the players, and the Astros executives just kind of ignored it. So that's why, if he tried to punish the players, you know, the players' union was going to file grievances, and most experts think that none of the punishments to the players would have stood up once it went before an arbiter because the players weren't physically notified by the Astros front office that here's the rules. So because of that, and because as Manfred himself has said, he thought he wanted to get a clear understanding of how the cheating happened and what exactly happened, and he wanted a thorough understanding. And, you know, the only way to do that, too, was to give the players immunity. So I understand. I think all of that is logical thinking. You know, and then the finding of the Astros $5 million, the organization, by the way, people think maybe that should have been higher. Well, in the MLB Constitution, that's the maximum you can fine an organization. So he did fine the Astros the maximum. And by the way, the MLB Constitution just so happened to have been rewritten in effective January 1st of this year.
Oh, wow.
Before then, the old fine, you couldn't fine a club more than $2 million. So that $5 million, that just went up to $5 million January 1. So, you know, I mean, it gets complicated. It gets sticky. Again, it might not be a satisfying conclusion that the players weren't punished, but I can certainly, you know, I can understand the reasoning.
Yeah. Jim Crane was the only one who wanted that whole thing sped up. Can we get this done before January 1st, please? It'll save me $3 million. Scott Miller, Bleacher Report, joining me. Scott, last one before I let you go. You and I are both in the business of having to generate content, you know, throughout the year, yep. Throughout every day, throughout the week, whatever the case may be. Mine on the radio, you in writing. If this Astros scandal did not exist, what would we be generating content on in MLB for the spring training period? What would be the biggest story in MLB if the Astros had not cheated in 2017?
You know, I think the first part of this answer is going to be a cliche, but I think we'd be looking more strongly at the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole to a mm-hmm. record-setting contract for a pitcher. I did spend some time in their camp the other day. You know, the fact that Cole's there certainly is huge. But the other part of it is Aaron Judge shows up with a sore shoulder. He's now participating in drills. Luis Severino, who missed most of last year with injury, all of a sudden he's got forearm stiffness. So there's a few things going on with the Yankees between Gerrit Cole being in camp and then some of their key players already being hurt after they changed their entire medical personnel from last year to this year because they thought there were too many injuries the last couple of years. So they have new people in place. And you know, the Yankees should be really good this year, but these early sorenesses and injuries certainly are a concern. But, you know, it's funny. The day I was in Yankees camp, because I spent about 4 days last week in Astros camp, and, you know, it's funny. We were joking. You know, I was joking with some of the New York writers that, you know, doggone, you know, who would have ever thought the Yankees camp, it's almost like the camp of a small market team after spending 4 days over in Houston's camp and with all the huge media glare over there. You know, but yeah, I think we'd be talking about about the Yankees. We'd be talking about Boston, which we still are a little bit, but, you know, trading Mookie Betts and David Price and the Red Sox basically waving the white flag on this year. I think we'd be talking about the Dodgers and how good can they be having acquired Mookie Betts and David Price from the Red Sox. The Dodgers look like they're loaded. I mean, you know, they played in two of the last three World Series, and there's every reason to expect they're going to win the National League again this year after getting upset by the Nationals in the first round last year.
Scott Miller, you can get him on Twitter, at Scott Miller, BBL. He, of course, covers Major League Baseball for Bleacher Report and Turner Sports. Scott, really appreciate the time and the insight. That was fun. Enjoy the rest of spring training.
Will do. Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.